Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you from Inside Carolina. And Greg, big day tomorrow in Keenan Stadium. Carolina and Louisville, 12 noon on ESPN. National championship teams being honored, former football teams being honored. Yet Louisville comes to town, and it is not a good matchup for the Heels on a day like Saturday.
No, it's not, Tommy, and there would be a lot more excitement about the game if North Carolina had won that season opener against Cal. But even so, as you mentioned, you've got some national championship teams coming in. You got the 2017 team that will be honored. Michael Jordan was supposed to be the captain for this game. That has been postponed. He's had some issues with travel due to Hurricane Irma, so he will not be there. But there's going to be just a ton of people, both with the basketball program and the football program. UNC is going to honor that 1992 Peach Bowl team. You've got a lot of big-name recruits, both with the basketball program and football program. So that's a critical component. When you add in that this is a game that's going to be on ESPN with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson, that's the first time that a reigning Heisman Trophy winner has played at Keenan Stadium. So there's a lot of positives that North Carolina can pull with this. If the Tar Heels, even though they are a 10-point underdog, they can somehow win this game. There's going to be a big enough spotlight that everybody's going to forget about what happened against Cal last week. It'll really kind of serve to boost this program into the middle part of the season.
Carolina and Louisville, 12 noon in Keenan Stadium on ESPN. Greg and I and the rest of the Inside Carolina crew will be at the Carolina Club 2 hours before kick doing the Inside Carolina tailgate show on WCHL. Come out and join us.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.